I'm Michelle, and this is my podcast where my guests and I discuss our dreams. We try to understand why we're having them, and we try to determine the meaning behind them. This is another mini-sode. I'm just going to discuss one of my most recent dreams. It's pretty short, but they have some major meaning to it. I feel that the symbols in this dream really support what's going on in my waking life. So the other night I had this dream where I am outside, it's daytime, and there is a large stone building. It doesn't really mean anything to me in the dream, it's kind of just there, but there is a pathway. So I walk down the pathway, and I get at the bottom of the pathway is a lot of rich soil. Now, the soil, it's on the ground as well, but mostly I notice it that it's prominently in clay pots. So I get down on my knees and I'm playing with the soil. I'm not really planting anything. It's just kind of like a blank slate. But I'm touching the soil and I'm feeling the soil and it's beautiful. Now in real life, I personally love the smell of dirt. I also love the smell of freshly cut grass. I feel like it's one of those, I don't know, it's an earthy smell, obviously, but it's really comforting to me, and it reminds me of springtime, and it reminds me of the things that happen when you plant seeds, you know, your flowers grow, and your crops thrive, and you just always want beautiful soil. You ever see soil, and it's just so wonderful, and it's also, I love getting down and dirty with the earth as well. It's a great feeling, because I feel like you're getting one with Mother Nature. Anyway, back to dreamland. So yeah, I'm playing with this soil and I'm feeling it and I feel like I'm becoming one with the soil. And something prompts me to turn around. I turn around and behind me, I look up to the building, the large building, and there are two round tables. Okay, the first table is right up against the wall of the building and it's upright. So it's how a table should be. It's round, larger than life, dark wood. The second table is right on top of the first table, except it's turned upside down. So the tabletops are touching and the second table's legs are shooting straight up into the air. And then I wake up. That's all I remember. And from that, I wrote down rich soil because it meant a lot to me in the dream. I wrote down the color green because of the beautiful greenery that was around me. And I wrote down table, obviously. So I have found, I wanted to do some research on what maybe these symbols could mean, and dirt in general, soil in general, supports and it can symbolize fertility and your potential for growth. But rich soil means it is the right time to start something new. New beginnings is the right time for a work endeavor. It could also be a sign that you need to be nourished and you are needing right now to be supported. This means a lot, guys, but I'm not going to tell you why because let me finish with table and green. All right, so green, the color green, simply can symbolize the presence of growth and healing and love and inspiration. Which also, okay, we're getting more excited, guys, because this actually really fits. Okay, and table symbolizes the coming together of people. Table in general. Okay, so I looked up table, and then I was like, can I get a little more detailed? Can I look up round table? Round table means things in your life are unified. It also means that you are comfortable with sharing yourself with others, and in return, people are trusting of you to share ideas and stories about themselves to you. It also indicates teamwork. Okay, so why do I feel that this dream means a lot to me? Recently, two of my best friends and I started a business. The two people I'm talking about, I host another podcast with them called Tree Hill Talk, and we just started a business for our podcasting, and it is super exciting, and I have never felt so excited about something yet. And this dream to me really supports what's going on in my waking life. And again, like I always say, this is just for fun. And perhaps, you know, I'm just reading into it and putting a lot into this dream to help support what's going on. But I don't care because to me, this makes sense. And that's really what this whole podcast is about, right? Anyway, to try to figure out what our dreams mean. So I'm really excited about this. And it's just, yeah, I was doing all this research and I just started getting so excited that all of these things between the soil and table and green work so wonderful together to really make sense to me what's going on in my waking life. So I want to hear from you guys. What are you dreaming about? If you feel, you know, I'm always looking for guests, but I do understand that sometimes you don't have long dreams or epic dreams that you really want to discuss. But maybe like this dream, you had a short dream and something really stood out to you. Let's talk about it. Or if you don't want to talk about it, just send it to me and I'll research it for you. My friend Veronica listened to the past mini-sode that I had, and she told me how it made her think of a dream she had. She dreamt of a baby jaguar, very colorful jaguar, kind of something you would see in Lisa Frank, if you guys remember Lisa Frank. And so I did some research for her and we had a discussion about it, and it really made sense to her. And that was really exciting because I just loved having the discussion with her. So head on over to mitchruby.com/inyourdreams, submit some dreams you want to talk about, or just submit some themes, or maybe you just want to tell me a story in general about whatever, if you guys want to talk. Or maybe there's something you actually are achieving in your waking life. I have my Living Your Dream segment, which I always love hearing about because I feel like those are super inspiring, motivating episodes. Also, guys, if you are enjoying this podcast, I would super appreciate it if you subscribed on iTunes and gave me a review and rated 5 stars. 5 is a great number. And hey, if you subscribe, it's so convenient because we already have that little podcast app. It's purple with that white mic on your iPhone. And if you subscribe, I will automatically just appear when the new episode is up. How convenient is that? You never have to worry again. Oh no, did I miss the new episode of In Your Dreams? I hope not. What is Michelle dreaming about? What are her guests thinking about? You don't ever have to worry about that if you hit subscribe. That's all I got for you guys today. Thanks so much for listening. I will be in your ears next week.